What prompted you to run for county executive?
I was motivated by the kind of exciting news that Democrats were over-enrolled above Republicans. That's exciting news. There was, a lot of interest once the incumbent announced that she was not running for re-election.
Is this your first run for political office?
I ran twice before. I did run for the Rensselaer County Legislature and for the East Greenbush Town Council. Neither of those races resulted in my election.
So what makes you think that you have a chance at victory in this particular case?
There are a number of reasons. The fact that the seat is vacant and I'm not running against an incumbent, there are going to be a greater number of Democratic candidates at the county level than ever before. There's a countywide judge race where we have a very, very qualified candidate in Jen Sober. And there are 17 of the 19 county legislative seats being contested by candidates endorsed by the Democratic Party. There's a huge difference when you run a full slate in a county that's generally Democrats run not at full steam, and I guess that's a very awkward phrase, but what I'm trying to say is, for example, the year that I ran for county legislature, there were four county legislative seats in the legislative district I ran in, but the Democrats only ran three candidates. So very hard in these at-large races to get out enough voters to be able to be successful. But I feel that that's not the case this year. There are almost every legislative district has a full slate.
What's your strategy going forward? What are the goals of your campaign?
The goals of my campaign are going to be very focused. You know, we are going to be running a campaign to get better results for Rensselaer County residents. And, you know, Rensselaer County in the group of Capital District counties has been somewhat left behind. We struggle to create jobs at the rate that some of the other Capital District counties do. We definitely are struggling with aging infrastructure. The residents in Rensselaer County are struggling to afford energy. The number of shutoffs for power, you know, is high in this county. The number of housing foreclosures is high in this county. And we need to do more. We need to create jobs. We need to control property taxes. We need to invest in our infrastructure. And those are the priorities. Those are the goals of my campaign.
With your previous talents in mind and your many accomplishments, which ones do you think you would most likely call on in your role as county executive?
Well, my whole career has been in public management. My master's degree is in public management. I believe that administering, you know, managing organizations is my top skill. I have a great understanding of the state budget and the funding streams that go to counties. I have very deep relationships at all levels of government. I did work for the New York State Association of Counties, so I have an understanding of the vast numbers of health and human services programs that counties manage for the residents of their counties. I think the combination is, you know, as a result of all of that experience, is that I'm a very qualified executive manager.
Kathy Gimeno, of course, has been very popular in her 16 years as county executive. So coming in, assuming that you win the election, coming in after Kathy Gimeno, what would you see as your first order of business or first matter of concern?
My first order of concern is protecting the water in the county from Hoosick to the Hudson. I think we have both water health and safety issues, and we have water infrastructure issues. Those are my first and highest concerns. In terms of priorities, as of day one, is clearly going to be the county budget. Any budget that has been put together by the same manager for 16 years needs to be reviewed with a very fresh eye. Funding streams from the state have been cut, and whether those cuts have translated into cuts specifically in those areas, and I'll stick with the water issue. There is a funding stream that comes from the state, a public health funding stream. Part of the responsibilities that are given to the state with that funding stream are monitoring drinking water quality. even if the state funding hasn't kept pace with the ability to fulfill that need, it does seem like a priority. So reexamining all of the spending priorities with an understanding that many of the state funding streams come with mandates that require the counties to do certain things, and that there may not be a tremendous amount of flexibility in moving resources, but I think any budget that's been created consistently by the same administrators for that long of a period needs to be reviewed very carefully.